Good morning, everyone, and welcome to this committee meeting. This is Seth Phelps, Chair of the Florida Health Insurance Advisory Board's Executive Director Selection Committee. I'd like to call this meeting to order at this time. For the record, today is Monday, November 30th, 2020. It's 10:07 a.m., and we are meeting by teleconference. We've appropriately noticed this meeting to the public. Before we begin, I'd like to remind members of the committee, advisory board, and general public who are joining us on the call today to mute your phones. Star 6 will both mute and unmute your phone. Please remember not to put your phone on hold, as it will introduce hold music into the call. We'll be following the meeting agenda today, and you can follow along by accessing a copy of the agenda on the FHAIV webpage at www.flor.com. First, I'd like to start with a roll call. Amy Hardy, if you could please do the roll call for us and the members of the subcommittee.
Absolutely. Seth Phelps is here. Louisa McQueenie?
Here.
Thank you. And Ken Stevenson?
Here.
Thank you, Ken. Everyone is present.
Thank you, Amy. And now I'd like to ask Shannon Doheny from the Office of Insurance Regulation read the antitrust statement for us.
Good morning. We are here to discuss and act on matters relating to the business of the Florida Health Insurance Advisory Board. We are not here to discuss or pursue the business interests of any individual companies. All of us should proceed with caution and awareness of the requirements and prohibitions of federal and state antitrust laws. We should not engage in discussions, either at this meeting or in private conversation, of our individual company's plans or contemplated activities. We should concern ourselves only with the business of the Florida Health Insurance Advisory Board, as set forth in the agenda for this meeting, and each company's business plans cannot be discussed. If you have questions, please contact the General Counsel. Thank you.
Thank you, Shannon. And for clarity, and I apologize, Shannon Doheny is special counsel to the Deputy Commissioner, Life and Health, at the Office of Insurance Regulation. So I appreciate you providing us with the antitrust statement today.
You're most welcome.
Thank you. I'd like to make one change to the agenda today, if that's okay, Louisa and Ken. I am going to do the approval of the minutes first, and then I'll go into my opening remarks.
Okay.
So is everyone okay with that?
Yes.
Okay. you've been provided in your packet with the minutes from the previous meeting from October 12th, they were distributed ahead of today's meeting. If there are any questions or comments or corrections to the minutes, I will entertain those now. Otherwise, I'll accept a motion from the committee member to move to adopt the minutes. Are there any changes? Okay. Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Okay, let the record reflect that it passed unanimously the approval of the minutes. Thank you. Now I'd like to move on to my opening remarks. And before we turn to the interview process here, I would like to get the executives, the other members of the Executive Director Selection Committee's views and comments on an issue I asked regarding our search process. Excuse me. As you know, the FHAIV has utilized an informal referral process from members of the FHAIV board to inform individuals of the existence of the open positions for executive director and provide information on how to apply for the position. In fact, this informal process has been followed for some time when the position was previously open. This potentially limits knowledge of the position to FHAIV board members and those individuals that received an informal communication from such members regarding the open position. The current Executive Director Selection Committee also followed the same informal review process this time. You may recall that during the full board meeting we had a few weeks ago, There was a question regarding the selection process and the number of candidates that had applied. While the question at the time to me seemed focused on the number and qualifications of the candidates, I have reflected on the question since then and want to discuss a different aspect of this executive director search. Glenn Greenwald, a journalist, once said, quote, transparency is for those who carry out public duties and exercise public power. Privacy is for everybody else, unquote. As you know, the selection committee was tasked with finding the next executive director for the legislatively created FHAIB board. This selection process is about exercising publicly granted powers, and funding for the position comes from the state of Florida and the citizens of our state. While I would like this process to move as expeditiously as possible, after reflection, I wonder if we should not take a step back and consider a more formal, open, and transparent process to notify the public of the executive director position. Specifically, should we as the executive director selection committee take a step back today and propose to the full board instead to formally reopen the position and post notice of the position on a publicly accessible website, along with posting the process and timing for applying. Such an approach would provide for a more open, level, and transparent process for qualified individuals to find out about the position in the first place. Currently, it is heavily dependent on board member referrals and forwarding. My concern is not with the current candidates. Instead, my concern is that while speed is important in the selection process, we should not sacrifice openness and transparency as part of that effort, particularly when we are utilizing public funds. I want to reiterate for the record that my comments should not be taken in any way as a reflection on the candidates that have applied to date that we are set to interview here. Instead, it is a comment on the process after my own personal reflection of the last few weeks. I'd like to hear from the other members of the committee regarding my proposal to change our current executive director search at this moment and reopen the process in a more formal way. And Ken and Louisa, do you have any thoughts or comments on this? What are your feelings on the process that we've engaged in here?
I absolutely totally agree with you 100%. I couldn't have said it better. I think it should be open. I think it should be a much more open process where more people can, you know, where we can actually have people apply outside of, and again, I agree with you, this is no reflection on any of the candidates that we have so far, but, you know, there might be others out there that would be great for this position, and they don't know the position is even there to be had. So I totally agree with you. I think it should be a much more open process.
Thank
you. Yeah, I agree too. My only concern would be, since we started the process already, do we owe it to the process we have in place now to at least review the candidates and decide if we don't have a viable candidate to reopen, or do we just start over?
My recommendation on that would be to start over. I think what I'm hearing, certainly from Louisa and Ken, I'm also hearing from you, is that we kind of feel like the process should be a little bit more formal in terms of reopening. And it would seem inconsistent with that process to then interview people now and decide to proceed with one of them and not follow what our initial discussion was or what I had teed up. But I'm willing to hear out that side of things. And by the way, as part of that, I think the individuals that have applied here today that we were set to interview should absolutely be part of that that future process and should be aware of what it is.
I agree with that. These candidates, they should absolutely be part of the interview process. But I think it is better to do the formal process now rather than interview these candidates today, and then if we find then we're basically not doing what we're trying to say that we really would like to do here. So I agree they should be part of that process, but I think we should wait until we have a more formal process and go back to the board and make sure that we open it up.
Is that what we need to do? We need to recommend to the board that we have a more open process, and then the board makes that decision?
Correct. What we would do as the selection committee is that we would make a recommendation to the full board regarding what we think the process should be. And I thought about that, by the way. I have a suggestion for that. And then the full board would then vote on that, and we would proceed from there with whatever that board process is. We have a board meeting coming up, full board meeting, one on the 17th. Is that right, Amy? Or is it the 18th?
We are waiting to hear back from a few members of the board, but we are trying to schedule it for either the 17th or the 18th, correct?
Okay. So there is a board meeting coming up. The one downside of this, again, is that it delays the process of getting formal approval and moving forward. But I do believe, as Louise indicated as well, that there is something to be had by having a more formal and open process with regard to posting for this position.
Yep. No, I agree.
Yes, I agree.
I think we probably just need to make clear to the board that it's kind of maybe a separate issue that has nothing to do with the candidates. It just has to do with the process.
Absolutely. And I thoroughly read through, I was prepared to do the interviews today, thoroughly read through their rake and resumes, I read through all their responses on the questions. It certainly is no reflection on any of these candidates here.
That's probably the first question we'll get on the board is was this because of?
No, it's entirely because of me thinking about the process after reflection. I kind of looked at the question originally asked a couple of weeks ago a little differently than I do now. And so that's why I'm kind of bringing it up right now. So if we're in agreement on that, what I'd like to do is do a formal process here, so that we have a formal motion with regard to the activities that I'm thinking about. I'm going to read through the activities first, and before I request a motion. That I'm thinking that we ought to seek full approval from the board on to proceed on for the process. Let me read through them first, and then I'll make a motion unless there's an adjustment to any of these. So I think we need to have two parts to it. One is what that motion will be on the reopening, and then the second motion will be separate from this, would be on what to do about the interviews that were scheduled for today. So let me start with the first one initially, and let me read through those. So what I'm thinking from a motion standpoint before I actually present the motion for consideration is it's a four-part item. Part one is reopen the selection process for the executive director position. Part two is formally post notice of the position on a website that is determined to be acceptable and publicly accessible by the Office of Insurance Regulation for posting such a notice of an open position for the executive director. The third is to post the position details and application process on the FHAID subpage of the Florida Office of Insurance Regulations website. I don't know if you know that, but there's a subpage there that holds all the meeting notices and agenda and all those formally put the information out there on the application process as well. That's number three. And then the fourth is to request a deposition, so notice it, be open for application, be noticed and be open for application for a period of not less than 14 days.
How many days, 14?
No less than 14 days.
No, that's no problem.
Does that sound like a reasonable process? Yep.
Yes.
Okay. So, what I'll do then on this part of it is to make a formal motion right now to go over those three items again, the formal motion, and we'll need a second on it. The formal motion is I recommend that we reopen the selection process for the executive director to formally post notice of the position on a website that is determined to be acceptable and publicly accessible by the Office of Insurance Regulations posting such notices. Three, to in addition to number two, post the position details and the application process on the FHA IVU subpage of the Florida Office of Insurance Regulations website. And then finally, to request that the position so notice be so noticed and open for a minimum of 14 days. Do I have a second?
I'll let Melissa second since it was her place.
Okay. All right.
One question. I'm sorry. So you know less than 14 days. Do we want to put a maximum on there?
Yeah, I think a maximum would be 21, right?
Okay.
21 days. That's right. That should be sufficient time.
Yeah.
And by the way, just so we're also aware here, it's not part of the formal formal recommendation here, but what I'll say is we can still informally refer individuals to the notice at the FHAID as well. So there's nothing that says that we can't do that and that others can't make those referrals, just like a normal person would do. It's just that we would like to have a more open, formal, transparent process for the posting process here. Louisa, with your modification, why don't we modify number seven why don't we modify number seven to be the position to be noticed and open for a minimum of 14 days and a maximum of 21 days?
Okay.
With that modification, do I have a second on those four items? With that adjustment?
Second. Yeah.
Okay. All those in favor? Signify by saying aye.
Aye.
And of course there would be no opposed. It's unanimous. So, thank you. I know that was not, an easy decision to make. And by the way, I think we all know that means more work for us, but that's part of being a board member of FHAIV. So I just wanted to make sure that we're all aware of that. The next agenda item that I wanted to do is that given that we're reopening a position, and Ken, this kind of goes back to what you were noting before. My thoughts right now is I would recommend against proceeding with interviews of three candidates today. And instead, I would delay all the interviews to the time that is set after the recommended posting process closes. That way, all the candidates are interviewed at the same time, and their interviews are fresh in our memories. In addition, because this is a public process, all the candidates should be able to hear in on them. And if we're going to repost the position, those that apply in the future would not be able to hear in on the interviews today. So that's kind of my thinking behind why we would delay all interviews to such time in the future after the position has been posted and the second set of interviews have been processed. Any comments or questions Louisa or Ken on that process.
No, I
don't. Do we need to notify these candidates that we're doing this?
I believe they're on the phone call today, but yes, we would we would do that. But that's part of what the motion would be here today would be to do. So based on that, and based upon, I don't hear any objections to it, I'm going to formally motion today, right now, to delay the interview process and the selection evaluation process today until such time as the formal reposting is done and the other interview candidates are selected. Do I hear a second on that?
Second.
Second.
I should have asked for any formal discussion of the motion on that. Should have asked that.
Nope.
No.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? I don't know why I said that. Aye. I'm in agreement. It's kind of unanimous. I apologize. I'll attribute that to 4-day vacation here for Thanksgiving. Based upon all that, I want to say to Jack, Colleen, and Robin, I would like to offer my sincerest apologies for the adjustment to the process today. I hope that you recognize that the purpose of this was to create a more open and transparent process, and it is not a reflection on any of you. In fact, I really... found your resumes interesting and compelling, and I would strongly encourage you each to consider participating in probably needing to reapply for the position when it is again formally posted. That part of it I'm not as sure on, but the process will be very similar, and you've completed the materials that would be required for that process. But again, I think the most important thing to take away here is, one, I apologize for this change at this time. Personally and on behalf of the committee, I do believe that it is the right thing to do here. I want to ensure an open and transparent process here and make sure that we've met our obligations both to the board and to the citizens of the state of Florida. I know that changes our agenda a little bit here. What I'd like to do right now at this moment in time is that, you know, since we've sort of terminated the interview process or delayed it for now, with there being no further business items on the agenda, are there any members of the committee, board, or general public who would like to make any additional comments at this time? Anyone who would like to speak, please dial *6 on your phone to unmute and state your name for the record. Once you've completed your remarks, dial *6 to place your phone back on mute.
Seth?
Sure. Yes.
This is Jack McDermott of the Florida Healthy Kids Corporation. Certainly understand and respect the decision of the selection committee. Anyone who's worked in Florida knows we have very expansive public records laws, public notice laws, transparency. So I don't think anyone, including the full FHIV board, will be surprised by your decision. And I do appreciate your time.
Thank you, Jack. I do appreciate the call. And I sincerely apologize. This is not something that I would like to normally see happen here, but I do think it is the right thing. Thank you. Are there any other comments from the public or from the board members?
Seth, just to be clear, it's *6 to mute or unmute, not *6, just in case anyone was confused.
Excuse me. That is, thank you. Amy, I appreciate you pointing that out. Okay, hearing no further comments at this time, I do really appreciate everyone's participation today, and we will be reaching out after contact with the full board on the 17th or 18th of December, assuming that the full board concurs with our proposal. We'll be reaching out with a more formal process, and we will ensure also that Jack, Colleen, and Robin are informed of what that process will be for them in particular, given their participation at this time. Thank you all for your participation and input in this discussion. We will, again, reach out after we've made contact with the board, and more information will be provided on next steps. Having completed our abbreviated agenda today, the meeting is adjourned. Thank you.
Thank you.
A chairperson has ended this conference. You will now be